Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Yeah, we're nearly at the end of the week. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. or on Instagram, AndyGoldstein05. That's AndyGoldstein05. Come follow. Anyway, we begin with, of course, the Champions League and clippity-cloppy's Liverpool beating Rangers at Ibrox. Here's the reaction on TalkSport. I wonder if Jurgen Klopp will have another breakdown. A seven-nation army couldn't
hold me back. The seventh goal came after a VAR check. It was scored by Harvey Elliott 3 minutes from time to make the final score. Rangers 1, Liverpool 7. And that is the scoreline they feared in Liverpool. And tonight it's happened at home.
Very important, the whole thing, how the boys adapted to it, to the positions, to the lineup, the reaction of the boys on the pitch. I thought everybody who started tonight played really well. Can't think about one player who was not. Didn't have a good game. The two kids, right and left wing, really good, Fabio and Harvey. And then when you can change like we changed tonight, if you can do that, and the boys come on and are ready to contribute, then things like this can happen. It's now a freak result, we all know that, and we don't make more of it than we should. Obviously, it's the best we could have asked for. I'm pretty pleased.
Hat-trick for Mo Salah!
And then off the bench, Mo Salah bagged a six-minute hat-trick in Champions League record time. The Egyptian king is back on his throne.
Now, here's Jason Cundy and Jamie O'Hara on the Sports Bar.
Well, there's not a lot of information in that one, Goldstein.
Yeah, because we're writing it at 7 o'clock and the show's not even been on yet.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Rangers 1, Liverpool 0. Rangers finally get their first Champions League goal.
There's no question they're having a rough ride right now and they keep conceding the first goal. They've got to stop doing that. Because what that does, it gives the team, OK, not tonight, but you saw what happened to Brighton the other day, right? They took the lead. They went 2-0 up. Now, all of a sudden, there's a side playing with a swagger. And Liverpool, because they keep conceding the first goal, have got to go chasing the game. Like against Arsenal, right? Imagine having to keep trying to chase the game. Liverpool at their best, where they've got you in where they want you. 1-0 up, when you've got to start chasing the game.
Harvey Elliott gets it, and it's Rangers 1, Liverpool 7. And you'll not be surprised to hear the Rangers fans are now emptying the stadium.
Rangers were the better team in the first half. Second half, it was like a PlayStation result, FIFA 22. It was a shambles. Four games in the Champions League, we've been thrashed with Celtic, and tonight's the answer that most Rangers fans will agree with tonight. It's time for Gio to be sacked in the morning because he's just not got a clue.
Embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. This is a Liverpool side, right, that are going into this game mid-table, the 10th. They go 1-0 up. In fact, they could have gone 2-1 up, I think. What can you say? They've got themselves in the Champions League. They were brilliant last season.
What a bit of a disgrace tonight, wasn't it?
That's embarrassing, mate.
Come on, 7-1. No, it's not acceptable, is it?
That is unacceptable.
Champions League football.
Against a side at the moment that's just struggling to get a little bit of rhythm, and they walk up to Rangers and they pull their pants down and spank them seven times. That's embarrassing, mate. 7 seconds away, but just as long
as I stay. On now to Tottenham Hotspurs, as Ozzy Ardiles used to call them, who beat Frankfurt in the Champions League on TalkSport.
What a brilliant, brilliant game. Tottenham might not be the most reliable team, but they know how to get the job done, even if there's a few heart-stopping moments. They've won this game by 3-2.
In the last part of the game, everybody considered the game ended. And for this reason, we made a big mistake. You can see the corner, they score.
Now a penalty for Kane to make it 4-2. He breathes out, steps up, right footed, blazes it over the bar.
Then also we had the opportunity to score for penalty. We missed the penalty. And when we missed the penalty, honestly, I was a bit scared because I thought, and everything can happen now.
One thing that annoys me with this Tottenham team right now, we concede the first goal and then all of a sudden we wake up and we play free-flowing football, we go after them, and we were brilliant to watch tonight. Fantastic. Went after Frankfurt and they couldn't deal with Kane, they couldn't deal with Son. Yep. Højbjerg was absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
Why don't we play like that in the Premier League, Jason?
Well, that's the head-scratcher, isn't it? That's, you know, you're a Spurs fan. I've seen enough games this season where Spurs, first half, you think they're bang average, yet managed to grind out results. Wolves at home, right? Great example. But tonight, credit where credit's due, Spurs, I thought, for parts of that game was sensational.
Honestly, I felt the danger. I felt the danger for this reason, and I tried to be involved, now to shout and to call the players and to be focused.
That's his attitude going into it. Keep things tight. We will have the ability to get a goal. We've got too much quality.
I know, but does he need to take the handbrake off a little bit
well,
off this team?
Well, that's the conversation. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying is, trying to get into Conte's mind, he goes into those games knowing if we keep things tight, we don't give away chances, don't give away goals, we'll get a goal at some stage.
There's another heart-stopping game on TalkSport 2. And Ian Danta has the details.
And there's the full-time whistle. 3-3 in the new camp. Xavi trudges back down the tunnel. The Inter Milan fans high up in the Camp Nou celebrate because they've got the advantage over Barcelona with 2 games to go in the group stage. And now we face the very real possibility that Barcelona are going to fail to qualify for the round of 16 for the second year in succession.
Now, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp was unhappy when asked whether he agreed with former midfielder Didi Hamann's assessment that the Reds needed a spark, as you heard in the last edition of the podcast. We'll hear from Gabby Agbonlahor shortly, but first is Danny Murphy claiming it was an example of lazy journalism. No, it wasn't, Danny. Oh, I used to be a Liverpool player, love me.
Didi Hamann doesn't deserve that to use his phrase to ask me a question. Do me a favour and ask your own question.
Okay. I'll tell you what I do love about Klopp there, where he said to the journalist, use your own question, because all the journalist's trying to do is jump on the back of the name of Didier Mann to provoke Klopp to get a reaction. It's just, be more intelligent than that.
It's not provoking in any shape or
form.
Well,
he is. He's using... Why am I,
it's a fair question. No, former Liverpool player...
He's repeating, yeah, but have your own.
What?
You send a memo in a piece of paper with other people's quotes and questions. What's he doing there, the journalist? Is he that thick he can't make his own question?
Well, no, thick was a bit harsh. I'll take that back. But what I mean is, it's uninventive, isn't it? You know, I mean, come on.
This Liverpool team looks tired. They look pedestrian and they just look flat. And I'm not sure where the spark's going to come from.
I thought he was like a petulant child, to be honest, Jurgen Klopp. I feel that Didier Hamann won the Champions League for Liverpool, you know, had a fantastic career. If he can't talk about Liverpool, who can? There's only certain players that can talk about Liverpool. I think he's losing his spark as well, Jurgen Klopp. He's cracking under the pressure. Bringing your best player, you know, your most influential player, Mo Salah, off when you need a goal against Arsenal. Something's not right there with Jurgen Klopp. And it happened at previous clubs where his 7th season, you know, seemed to be his last one.
Now, Erik ten Hag has been speaking ahead of Manchester United's clash this evening in the Europa League. ETH, or ETA, has said that he believes he has a big enough squad depth to deal with a heavy fixture schedule.
I think all the clubs have the same problem. First, the clubs who play Europe, but we have a squad to cover that. And that we have, I think, in all the positions we are double. Injuries will be there, some suspensions will be there. Then you have to deal with it as a squad.
Towards Ronaldo with a header. They've scored from a corner now. And Cristiano Ronaldo gets his 59th career hat-trick.
I want to support him as good as possible. So we have a certain demand on players, what we expect from him in certain positions on the pitch. So, and what I do is But that is, as every other player, I want to get the best out of him. Now, obviously, he's getting in a better shape now, and I'm happy with that, so he can contribute more to the squad, and I'm sure he will do.
Now, here's Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta, or Legohead, as I like to call him, looking ahead to the Europa clash with Bodo Glimt tonight on TalkSport 2 in a 5:45 kickoff.
In terms of sharing minutes, that's for sure something really positive, because there were players that didn't play a lot, especially in the first 5 weeks. And now I'm managing that. It's down to the players to perform, to give us the right reasons to play and win.
Arteta seems to have been in a bad mood all afternoon. He's not in a bad mood now. He's in a very, very good mood now. He's punching the air.
I've never been in a better dressing room. More enjoyable, more hardworking, better relationship with the staff to players, and it's an absolute pleasure as a coach to be part of this group.
Now on to rugby, and Premiership club Wasps have forfeited their game this weekend and are set to enter administration in a matter of days. 2003 World Cup winner Ben Kay reacted to the news on Drive.
Obviously, clubs have been hugely financially impacted by the pandemic and not having bums on seats during that period, and unable to do much with the outgoings because you can't do anything. So will more go? Who knows? But, you know, there are some clubs that are probably in a bit more stable situation than the two that we know about already.
The whole game was probably flying a little bit close to the wind pre-pandemic, and there were risks being taken. And unfortunately, rugby probably learnt its lesson a little bit too late, because there was a massive pothole in the road coming up in terms of the pandemic.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to comedians Rob Beckett and Josh Widdicombe with Ali McCoist, discussing parenting.
Is the only person in this room that doesn't have kids yet, hopefully. Is there anything good about them? Because anyone I speak to, everyone says the same thing. Don't do it. Ruins everything. There's got to be something good
I'd
about
say
these things.
It ruins everything for about 4 years. So, you know, if you're willing to accept that.
Or 5 times 4 years if you're Ali McCoy.
Yeah, exactly. It depends how many you have. Yes.
Effectively, 20. I've wasted 20 years of my life. My arithmetic sales me completely.
Let's not talk about playing in the Scottish Premier League, Ali.
Oh, you've had a tough one, Ali.
Nailed. Nailed.
You can't even follow that.
Very good.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. A reminder, at 5:45, Arsenal take on two sides in the Champions League. That's Bodo and Glimt. They'll probably beat both. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.